Well, I'm going to talk to you tonight about just to put faith in your confession and how important your confession is. I want you to say this with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I make a quality decision to take control of my words. I renounce every bad seed planted by the words of my mouth. I end the process of failure. Sickness. Lack. Fear. Lord, put a watch on my lips. I am determined to speak God's covenant promises. Words of love, joy, faith, peace, and grace. From this time on, I will fill my mouth with God's word throughout the day, and He will have total control of my life. Now just think what you just promised Him. Hallelujah. That'll take the slack out of your conversation. Praise God. There is a law of confession. In Matthew 12:34, it says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's ever in your heart, honey, is going to come out. I pray that you get so full of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God that when you get bumped, all that spills on people is the Word of God, is the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it ain't in there, it won't come out. I mean, I've told you before, you hear these black boxes from planes that are crashing, and you hear the pilots cussing and swearing. You think they wanted to die cussing and swearing. That was what was in there. Whatever's in there, when you get bumped, it's going to come out. And it'll come pouring out. Hallelujah. So he said, oh, generation of vipers. You know what a viper is? It's a snake. It's a snake. Oh, but God would never, you know, we have to be so careful. Now, God, Jesus always walked in love, but he called sin, sin. He didn't tolerate it. You understand that? And sometimes we as Christians tend to put up with sin. You know, we're to love the sinner, but we don't need to put up with sin. Hallelujah. And we don't want to call sin, sin, because we don't hurt anybody's feelings. Well, you know what? Jesus, it looked like to me, you snakes, you're a generation of snakes. And not only you snakes, but you got a whole generation of them. Your father was a snake and your grandpa was, wasn't that what he said? Oh, generation of vipers. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. Whatever's in your heart's going to come out. And honey, you're not going to bring good out of there if there's not any good in there. What's in there will come out. So we need to watch what we put in. Hallelujah. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So why is it that people think they can just say anything they want to say? Hallelujah. Praise God, we need to be careful. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we pray, we bring our minds and hearts, we just rein them in to hear from you tonight, God. We invite you to speak through me, God. I invite the Holy Spirit to come and do whatever He wants to do. And I thank you, with us back up and be your guest. And so, God, tonight, I ask, God, that you plug the holes in us, that we not leak what you share with us tonight. God, that we remember the promises we've made to you, and that we begin to set a watch on our mouth and be careful what we say in the name of Jesus. See, I think this is one of the most important lessons after you get saved that you learn, that the Holy Spirit teaches you. And I wish that the Holy, you know, we had known about the Holy Spirit when I got saved. I thought I got all there was, and I mean, they said God talked to you, didn't talk to me. Well, yes, he talks to us, and a lot of times he's talking, you're just not listening. When Scott was about 5 years old, when he's about four, he got filled with the Holy Ghost, and then when he's about five, he told me he was called to preach, going to be a preacher, hallelujah, and then he began to tell me stuff. You know, he saw trailer catch fire, we're going down the road. He said, oh, mama, pray. He was just little, maybe three. Anyway, he said, pray. pray. And I said, well, what you want to pray? Oh, he said, pray. See if there's anybody in there. I said, well, you better pray. I don't hear from God. I said, you ask him. So then he come up there. Oh, mama, he said, Jesus said there's a woman and two little kids in there. Pray, mama, pray. So we started praying. I thought this kid's just weird, you know. Anyway, then we go home and we get where I'm going and he tells the lady, oh, we saw our house burning and a woman and two little kids in there. And I said, now, Scott, you don't know that. And he said, I do too. Jesus told me. So I thought, okay. So then we get home that night on the news, and it showed them taking a woman and two little kids out of there. Hallelujah. I thought, whoa, this kid, I got this strange kid talks to God. Then I remember when he came in and he said, mama, he couldn't even talk plain. He said, mama, I heard this voice. It said, Cotty, you think it's a devil? I said, well, I don't think so. I said, why don't you say, I thought about that in Samuel, you know, and I said, or with Samuel and Kings there, and I think it's in Samuel. And I said, why don't you say what you want, Lord? So I hear this kid say, what you want, Jesus? I thought, oh, you know, the hair stood up on my back. I thought, whoa, what's going on? I got this strange kid that talks to God. And they come in and say, mama, Jesus said, you come close to me, Cotty, I'll come close to you. He wouldn't have understood draw nigh unto me, but he understood come close. And it was very strange raising that kid, because if me and Roy would fuss, he'd say, mama, you shouldn't do that. I'd say, I'm sorry, don't tell me, tell him, he'd say. So, gracious. The neighbors were always coming in telling us stuff, you know, tell that little, knocking on the door, you know, tell that little preacher you got, I won't be drinking in my backyard anymore. He's out there telling the neighbors don't drink in their backyard. Hallelujah. But today he's a fine man of God, and I appreciate that. But like I say, this is one of the most important lessons you can get after you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. What is a confession? It's to agree with the same thing. We always thought confess had to do with sin. You know, confess your sin, confess your sin, confess your sin. And that's what we did. Continually confess our sin. I went to the altar every Sunday and laid on that altar trying to get saved again, because I thought I surely had done something all week, because I was looking for some feeling. And I told you I didn't have any feeling, so it took me a long time to get feeling, but I learned to walk in faith. I learned to say what the Word of God said about me. But it means to agree with or say the same thing, to agree with God. I'm not talking about confessing negative things. I'm talking about saying what God says about you. You say, I'm just a mess. No, God says you're the righteousness of God in Christ. You're made in his image. You know, he created you to look like him. He said the greater one lives on the inside of you. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory. Now, had you rather listen to that, or had you rather listen to what your mind is saying? Doesn't matter whether my mind sometimes, it'll just say all kinds of things. I say, shut up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I probably told you, he said to me one time, can't you see I'm sick? Put me to bed. I said, shut up, you don't rule here. You're getting up. Hallelujah. You got to learn to talk. Who rules? Is it your body or is it your spirit or your mind? You know, you got to take authority over that. So the Greek word for that, see, I'm talking about the New Testament confession, and the Greek word for that is homologio. I think it's H-O-M-O-L-O-G-I-O, if I spelled it right here. It means to say the same thing. So we're to make that confession. How'd you get saved? You said the same thing God said about you. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. So you said it. So we got to say the same things he says. He said, I'd be saved if I confess. Well, did you confess? Yes, I did. Then you're saved, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what you feel like. Sometimes I don't always feel everything, but bless God, I know it's right. You know, you've got to have something as your basis for how to live. You know what happened to people who did what was right in their own eyes? They had a flood. Hallelujah. Bless God. Well, God said he wouldn't do that again. But we don't need to do what's right in our own eyes either. We got to have this basis, the Word of God. Get that down in you so that you won't be off with a Jim Jones or somebody else if you'll study the Word and know what the Word says. And when it gets off, you'll know it. I went to a Rockford College years ago, they had this guy came, and he sounded like he was just really good. And so we started going out there once a week, and he'd fly in from another town, and he was teaching the word, and it was excellent. And then he got off. You know how I knew he got off? Because I'd been the word. When he started saying things that the word didn't say, I quit going. But I had some of the other ones didn't quit going, and they got in a mess. You know, so it you just got to know what the word says. And I've told you before, the only language God teaches or speaks is the word. And if you don't know what it is, you won't understand him. So people want God to speak to them, but they don't even talk his language. Hallelujah. That's so neat when I can pray in tongues. When I pray in tongues, my mind don't get in the way. Hallelujah. You know, and God just can use that. And I think that's just wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the law of confession is a principle based on predictable consequences of an act. It's predictable that when I was a kid, if I said a dirty word, my mom would wash my mouth out with soap. I mean, bless God, she's a little thing, but you could count on it. I mean, whew, even after I was grown, I didn't want to cuss in front of her because I thought if I do, she'll wash my mouth out with soap in front of my kids, you know, because I had kids. And she would have done it. And I respected her enough, I'd have let her. I wouldn't have liked it, but I'd have let her. Hallelujah. So you can count on some things. There are some acts that you can count on. You can predict the outcome. And Mom raised me right, but she was tough, you know. I didn't always stay with it, but bless God. I didn't get saved till I was about 25. After I got saved, I never walked away from God. Thank the Lord. Isn't God's keeping power or something? Hallelujah. I can't even take credit for that. He got hold of me and kept me. Hallelujah. I'd made such a mess of my life up till then that once he got hold of me, I thought, I ain't leaving you. Hallelujah. And you promised not to leave me. Whoo, glory. Hallelujah. But people have not got the revelation that there's a connection between what we say and what we have in our lives. You know, you're a product of what you've been saying. So think about what you've been saying. See, it works on I want to build into you, into your thinking, that's the way we're designed to operate. You understand? Whether you're saved or unsaved, the principle will work. People say, well, you know, I tell you every time we get a little money saved, something that breaks. Then something breaks and they say, see, I told you. Well, yeah, you said it. Hallelujah. You know, you start confessing junk and pretty soon it starts coming and you think, well, I'm a prophet. I just prophesied that. Yeah, you did. You brought it to pass with your own mouth. Hallelujah. And I'm just amazed at how many times people die in the day. You know, laughed to death, scared to death, run themselves to death. I mean, people just die all the time. You need to watch that. See, I want to build into you that we're designed to operate on a higher plane. Hallelujah. This is a vital topic, and we need to be taught on this. I never heard this taught in the church I came out of. They never told me it was important to watch what I said. Hallelujah. They just told me don't talk dirty. And I'd read that in Proverbs 4 there, you know, where it says, a perverse mouth put away from it. Well, I didn't cuss, so I was all right. You know, I didn't cuss anymore, so it was all right. I know you all call it curse, but you understand cuss too, don't you? Cussing's that real bad stuff, you know. Curse is highfalutin words. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm kidding you. It's all bad. But anyway, I figured I didn't curse anymore. I didn't cuss anymore. I didn't say dirty words anymore. So I was all right. But you're talking dirty when you don't say what God says. You know, if God says you're healed and you go around saying you're still sick. If God says you're redeemed and you say, oh, I'm still a dirty sinner, you know, you got to say what he says. Hallelujah. See, we heard all about confession of sin, but that was it. We didn't hear anything about saying the right things. And I remember years ago, and this has been 30 years ago more, maybe. I was just a baby, okay, but I'll tell you anyway. I was a real wise baby, you know, smart baby. I could pick things up real quick. I got to settle down here. I heard Jimmy Swaggart say that you are the righteousness of God and that you are not a dirty sinner. Well, I hit the radio and knocked it off. I said, I've listened to you from now. You're heresy. You're speaking heresy. That is not right. I know I'm a dirty sinner. Hallelujah. I mean, I just knew I was a dirty rat, you know. And So then the Lord spoke to me and he said, Evelyn, after I paid the price I paid to clean you up, and you come to me and tell me what a dirty, rotten sinner and snake in the grass you are. He said, I can't help you. I said, get behind me, Satan. I couldn't believe that God, I couldn't believe he loved me. I thought I got in just because he said, whosoever, and I'm a whosoever, and you're going to have to save me. But, I just didn't believe God loved me for so long. And then he spoke that to me again. And he said, after I went to the price, went that far to pay that price, and you still confess yourself as a dirty sinner, he said, I can't help you. So then I went back and apologized to him and Jimmy Swaggart. Anyway, Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know why we're destroyed? Not a lack of money. It's not a lack of schooling. It's not a lack of friendship. He said it's for a lack of knowledge. We perish for a lack of knowledge because we don't know enough. I heard Gloria Copeland say that. Somebody said to her, well, I've done everything I know. And she said, well, I guess you just don't know enough, do you? So that's just what our problem is. Confession has been a mystery to the church. It's not laying on top of the ground. It's just not laying out there for you to go out there and just pick it up. This is like gold or diamonds. You have to dig for it. Hallelujah. You dig in there. See, God didn't hide anything from you, but he hid a whole bunch of things for you. And you got to get in there and dig it out. But the deeper you dig, the more revelation you get. The more light you get on it. And I am so thankful. People say, oh, I wish I'd lived back in Jesus' day. You know, this is the most exciting time in the world to live. You know that? Ooh, glory to God. Do you understand what? I mean, bless God, we got all this revelation that they didn't have. 20 years ago, they didn't have this. 10 years ago, we've got revelation on grace now that we did not have 10 or 15, 20 years ago. Hallelujah. We've got revelation on healing. Bless God. Do you know when I got saved, there was no faith churches around, no churches that taught faith like we know it. They just wasn't there. I remember when they put Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland and Marilyn Hickey and Jerry Savelle on the radio. I thought, oh, glory to God, is like gold to me. You know, hallelujah. I was just so excited about that and couldn't get enough. And I mean, I'd order tapes, and back then it was tapes, and listen. And I found a lady who had all these Jerry Savelle tapes, and she loaned them to me. And man, I'd take them home and listen. And then some other lady had a library, and she loaned me this stuff, and I'd check it out. Hallelujah. And I mean, I just couldn't get enough of the Word of God, and I learned that. And then I learned to say what he said. But the more light you get on anything, the more dangerous you become to the kingdom of darkness. Do you ever see so many people being hit with just things? I mean, physical things, near-death experience. I mean, people are just, I mean, it's like the enemy is after anybody who's doing anything for God. But glory to God. Hallelujah. I told you last week that he's already gone ahead of you, and he's already diffused it of his power to hurt you. Hallelujah. Bless God. This week I started down the stairs. When I hit the bottom step, my ankle turned, and it turned. I mean, I heard it, and it hurt like sin. And I said that because I'd been meditating on that. Lord, you've already been here. You've already deprived this thing of its power to hurt me. Hallelujah. Do you know what? I have no swelling in it, very little bruising. Hallelujah. I mean, the next day I couldn't walk on it. It really hurt. So I took care of it. I iced it. But a Sunday morning when I got up and I stepped out on the floor, it hurt like sin. I said, no, you don't. In Jesus' name, you're healed, and you'll act like it. I haven't had another pain. Hallelujah. See, sometimes you just got to take authority of it. And I've been, glory, isn't God good? Hallelujah. I've been teaching, can you imagine? They let me teach in the Bible school, the Bible school. I'm just so excited about that. Anyway, I had some people come that hadn't really heard that. And this one girl, she just sat there and took it in until she finally decided that she was going to have us pray. She said, it took everything I had to come up there and have you pray. So she came after we got done, and Sherry and I prayed for her, and her neck got healed. But then she said the next day she had some pain try to come back on her. And she said, I said, no, you don't. You will not do it. See, I thought, glory to God. See, the enemy will come immediately to try and steal the word that was sown in your heart. But you know what? You have to guard that. And you have to say, if you say, I thought I was healed, but I guess I'm not, then you'll be sick or whatever. You got to take what's yours. Hallelujah. And push. Hallelujah. Says the violent, take it by force. Oh, we don't want to get violent about. No, you better get violent about something. The devil will take you to the cleaners. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then let me tell you what else she told. She said, we had prayed over her weight. I mean, you have no idea who this is. You don't even know where I'm teaching, so that's okay. Anyway, we had prayed over her weight, and she said, you know, I lost 10 pounds this week and just fell off, she said. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Do you know that you can set your hypothalamus? Yes. Do you understand? You got a hypothalamus. That's Vicky. You can set that thing at the weight you ought to be, and you can command your body to quit desiring to overeat. And I've seen more than one just lose weight. Hallelujah. I have seen people lose weight in front of me. Hallelujah. I mean, that person I wasn't praying for, somebody else was. And I was telling about when Frances Hunter came to Open Bible out on North 2nd years ago, and the lady came up who weighed probably 300-400 pounds. And when he prayed for her, she fell out, and the water just went all over the place, all around. And she lost about 200 pounds laying there on the floor. And some lady raised her hand and said, I was there that night. I saw that. Hallelujah. So I'm not just telling you stories that can't be backed up. I'm telling you, God will do anything. You understand me? God will do anything. But his church has not believed him. Well, I don't think God does that anymore. Well, he won't do it for you. Don't worry about it. People say, I don't want them old tongues. Well, don't worry about it. You won't get them. Hallelujah. You got to put a little faith with what you get from God. But I'm going to tell you something. If God said we could have joy, we can have joy. And bless God, you better lay hold on it and get it up there and begin to call for it. Hallelujah. You can be sad if you want to. I don't want to. I've been there. I didn't like it much. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, hallelujah. So, confession has been a mystery to the church, but you need to dig it and dig down and get it. And, you know, because of their confession, some people never reach their destiny. They never do because they always call them poor mouthing about. You know, could you give a preacher a break? Why would a preacher need a break? Come on, God gives me the breaks I need. I don't have to go begging you for something. Hallelujah. You know, I'm telling you, it's about time that we begin to believe we got a Father who backs us up and he meets our need, and I don't have to go begging from you. Hallelujah. Well, I just can't afford that. Well, bless God, you won't ever be able to. Don't be saying that. Hallelujah. I may not have the money right here, right now for it, but I can afford anything my Father wants to give me the money for. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's begin to say what the words, didn't he say that he meets all my needs according to his riches and glory? And he always does. And he said, if I'll delight myself in the Lord, he'll give me the desires of my heart. Oh, and he always has. Hallelujah. Some of the things I'm still standing for, but they're coming, honey. They're coming. Bless God. Whoo, hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. Now look at this. What is coming forth out of my life is a product of what's in my heart. Hallelujah. Have you got unforgiveness and anger and all that bitterness? Glory to God. Whatever's in your heart is going to come out. Hallelujah. And I hate to say this, but some Christians are they're meaner than junkyard dogs. You know that? I mean, I've seen some mean Christians. That ought not be. You know what? We ought to walk in love. Don't expect your faith to work if you're not going to walk in love. And I'm not talking about in love to just those ones that are so sweet. I'm talking about those ones that can be nasty. But we're to walk in love. Hallelujah. So your heart is not your blood pump. It's your spirit. And to see in your spirit, to see your spirit as a bag. It's a bag that's loaded with words. And when you get into different situations, those words come out. So why do they come out? They come out to set the course of your life. Once you get born again, everything comes from your heart. Your heart becomes a clearinghouse for the promises of God. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. The very core of you is your heart. In Numbers 13, these 12 spies go out, and they come back, and the one thing they agree on is that the land is there, and it's a good land. But 10 spies give an evil report. And this is the report they brought back, and it's Numbers 13, 32 through 35. And they brought back an evil report, brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched into the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it, it's a land that eateth the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." They said, there's giants there. "And there we saw giants, the son of Anak, which come out of the giants. And we were in our own sight as a grasshopper, and so were we in their sight." Do you know, I found out that how you see yourself is how other people view you. You know what? If you don't like yourself much, there ain't going to be anybody else like you either. So you better begin to like you. And if there's anything in you to like, then ask God to change you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I tell people, get yourself by the ear and go in front of the mirror and say, "You're quick, you're sharp, you're bright, you're very good looking, you're very, very rich, and you're a major blessing to everybody you meet." And I say that sometimes. Hallelujah. My head will say, "Have you looked at yourself lately? That's okay. God likes me. He likes the way I look." Hallelujah. Who am I trying to please anyway? You know? But instead of saying, "I'm depressed, I got no hope," you begin to say, "I'm quick, I'm sharp. Hallelujah. I'm bright. I'm very good looking." Oh, search the world. Somebody, you'll find somebody that thinks you're good looking. Come on. Hallelujah. Do you ever see anybody, they say, "Don't you think she's cute?" And maybe you think she's ugly. But somebody thinks she's cute. So you know what? Bless God. Quit putting so much stock in things that aren't important. God wanted one look just like me. Hallelujah. He's not done with me yet. He's still working. Hallelujah. But he wanted one like me with my personality. Bless God. If everybody was laid back, we'd never get much done. Thank God for the... See, when I first got saved, I read that. A meek and quiet spirit is precious in the sight of God. So I tried to be meek and quiet. I thought meek meant something else or other than it does. So I had a cousin I just was sure that she was what God would have you be. My, I never had a hair out of place. She was always quiet. And I'm not making fun. I'm just telling you, I'd look at her and I think, boy, that's what God wants you. So I tried to be a Shirley. I tried. In a week, I said, "Lord, I don't even like Shirley anymore." Hallelujah. I can't be a Shirley. I do like her, but, I couldn't be her. And God said to me, "I didn't call you to be a Shirley. I called you to be the best Evelyn you can be." Well, I haven't got there yet, but I'm working on it. I'm a sight better than I was. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the people of Israel never saw the spies. You know, they just relied on the report given to them by the leadership. Some of you have relied on some stuff that's been said by leadership that was not true. You know, not in this church. Thank God we get truth here. But I'm going to tell you something. I've heard some stuff that wasn't true. I had to go back in there and dig it out. Hallelujah. So if you go to Mark 4, Jesus is teaching on the sower sowing the word. And he said, the word gets in the heart and produces your life. And in verse 24, he said unto them, "Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given." He said, watch how you hear. Because if you'll hear and get revelation, more will be given. I wondered if that. I always send that to him and he always gets it up there. Bless his heart. I appreciate him. Hallelujah. So he said, take heed. What does that mean? It says, be careful. You know, be careful. If you hear it and receive it, it'll have an effect on your life. If you hear that God don't heal anymore and you take that in, then you're going to have an effect on your life. We've heard all kinds of things growing up, you know, in church. Your parents, your relatives, your friends, and maybe some preacher taught you some things. But as a result of that, it's producing in your life. What we have to do is clean up your conversation. To do this, we have to clean up our heart. So in Numbers 14:1, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night." Why did they cry? Because of what they heard. What they heard went in their heart and produced fear. These are people who are telling, you know, these people in authority are telling them this stuff. And often when people in authority speak with authority, you think what they're talking about, they know. But some of them don't. You take their word. I went to a funeral about 6 months ago where a young girl got burned up in a car. The girl was not living for God. I pray that she turned her heart to God. But this pastor, there was probably 400 kids in that congregation at that funeral. He never once mentioned Jesus. He never told them they need to meet Jesus. He made them all think they're just going to heaven when they die. I thought, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Why don't you let me do that funeral? You know, bless God. I mean, a whole congregation of kids, and he just let them go without telling them they needed Jesus in their heart. Hallelujah. It was a man of another denomination, and he don't know the truth. So, you know, those kids that sat there and took that into their heart, somebody's going to have to get with them and pull that out and let them know they needed Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 3 says, let God be true and every man a liar. So if someone's telling you something that don't line up with what God says, it's a lie. Hallelujah. But it's up to you to know which one of these you receive. Joshua and Caleb had a different report. And in Numbers 13:30 there, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, you know, it always amazes me. These Israelites went all through this. They saw a light by day and a pillar of fire by night. I mean, they were having food, you know, fall out of the sky. I mean, they saw the plagues. They saw all this. They saw how God protected them, and they still rebelled against God. You know, is he brought us out here to kill us? Well, why would God, who made it all, bring you someplace to kill you? Why didn't he just leave you there and let you die? You know? Bless God. But you know what? They said, we're well able. We're well able to possess it. Isn't it interesting that people didn't receive this? Sometimes we don't receive the truth because we've been so well trained in a lie. Sometimes it's easier for our systems, and, you know, for our systems to act on a lie than it is to believe the truth. Just because it sets, you know, that what you're familiar with. Hallelujah. When you start, you know, man, just like when I hit that radio because Jimmy Swaggart said that, you know, that was contrary to what I believed, and I just hit it and thought I wasn't listening to that. But you know what? He was right. On that thing, he was right. So they wept all night, and what came out of their mouths was verse 2. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or we would God that we had died in the wilderness. They said, we should just let us die there. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let's make a captain and return to Egypt. And this is all coming out of their hearts. Why? Because they had received words that were not God's words. And what come out of their heart in abundance started coming out of their mouth. You know, you understand that? It's, you know, it's not true, but it was still, you know, forming their lives. That's what they believed. Are you getting this? Yeah. Hallelujah. See, it doesn't have to be true, but if you think that you're going to get the flu every time you get around it, then you will. Carly just told me there's in the house for 4 days with somebody that had that awful flu. None of her kids caught it. Because they didn't believe they was going to catch it. But if they had been confessing all year, every time we get around the flu, we catch it, they'd have got sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you say that every flu season, I catch the flu. Well, even though God says that when noise and pestilence come, it'll not come near you. But you'll get what you confess and what you believe for. You'll rise and fall to the level of what you say. You understand? I'm going to say that again. You'll rise and fall to the level of what you're confessing. I used to confess every spring and every fall. I have stomach problems. My stomach hurts me so bad, and it gets worse in the spring and then the fall. And I have just bad stomach problems. And guess what? I did. Took me about 2.5 years to reverse that. I just started saying, my stomach's healed. You know, I just started saying, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. If he lives in me, I wouldn't have stomach problems. I'm not having them either. And I began to confess that. It took me a while. But bless God, they laughed. I haven't had them in years. Hallelujah. But see, somebody had said that one time. Well, you know, when you have stomach problems in the fall and in the spring, what kind of dumb thing is that? But I believed it. Started saying it. called it on myself. Verse 26, and the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, spoke unto them, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, what they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. They got what they said. They got what they said. God set it up so that you and nobody else can determine your destiny. Nobody can determine my future but me. You understand? As I seek God and learn His plans, begin to walk in, you can't mess me up. You may stop me for a little bit or cause me to go this way a little bit, but don't worry about it. I'll get back on track and I'll keep going. As long as I seek God for the truth and as long as I follow Him and listen to Him. Hallelujah. So some bad things happen to you. Honey, get up. Get up. You hear me? Get up and begin to say, I know the plans I have for you. That's what God said. I got good plans for you, honey. Plans for good, not for evil. I'm going to bring you to an expected end. The King James says expected end. He's got a good end for you. Hallelujah. So somebody did you dirty and it just about wrecked your life. Get up. Come on, get up. Glory to God. They may have messed your life up from there to here, but from here to there, it's my choice. Hallelujah. And I don't intend to let some little low-level devil beat me. And you know what? It's really little low-level devils that come up and mess with you. And when you get to heaven, you're going to find out you just messed your life up from some little low-level devil. Hallelujah. Some little imp that didn't have enough sense to keep his mouth shut. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you know what? God set it up so I can determine my future, my destiny. Hallelujah. No one can stop my progress but me. Who went over into Canaan? Who went to the promised land? Joshua and Caleb. What happened to the others? They had died in the wilderness. Did they ever make it to Canaan? No. Where did they die? In the wilderness. Who went over? Joshua and Caleb. 3 million people against Joshua and Caleb. They could not stop them from getting to their destiny. You understand, a whole church may go one way, but if you see the truth, you know, bless God, you do it the right way. But go the way. I remember years ago, I said to a pastor, I said, why, you know, I don't understand. I said, I know God showed me some things, but it's contrary to what the church teaches. He said, Evelyn, you go by what God shows you, as long as it, you know, goes with the word. And, you know, and you just keep staying under the authority and doing what God tells you, and God will move you where He wants you. The steps of, oh, I love this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. And though you fall down, He said, you won't, you know, though I fall, I'll not be utterly cast down, for underneath are the everlasting arms. I got arms down there that are going to catch me. I'm not going to fall far. If I fall, He'll pick me up and set me back on the right track. You understand? As long as I seek Him and got the word working, oh, come on, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, isn't that good? Mm. See, God set this up for you to win. But you got to learn to get your mouth under control. Say what the word says. Hallelujah. Quit talking some of this stuff. See, the devil wouldn't know all that if you didn't tell him. He can't read your thoughts. But you know what? You tell him most things. Just open up your blab mouth and tell him. We need to watch it. You know? See, I got a blab mouth too, so I can say that. I got to watch mine. You know, everything I share with you is what God got on me about first. But I'm so kind, I just share everything with you. Now you're responsible for this. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to hear that? Hallelujah. So when people, when Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess the land. Possess means to take ownership. It means to dispossess the enemy and take ownership. Well, when cancer tries to come in, you say no. No, in Jesus' name. You dispossess that and take ownership of the healing that's been paid for. Hallelujah. When poverty and junk tries to come, say no in Jesus' name. My God supplies all my need. I have given it, shall be given unto me. I call that in. Take your checkbook and prophesy to it. Hallelujah. I call you in the black. You'll never be in the red again. I'll never have another broke day in my life. Hallelujah. I mean, God will never let you starve. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you the righteous? Well, praise God. He's not going to make you beg bread. He's not going to allow you to do without. It doesn't matter. You say, well, I don't have a job. Well, bless God. I know the one who can get you a job. Hallelujah. And you know what? That job is not your source anyway. God's your source. If that job's your source, you're in trouble if you get laid off. Hallelujah. But if God's your source, bless God, I tell you what, He will supply our needs. Now, you may not get everything you want right when you want it. But remember, He told the Israelites, I'll just let you go in a little at a time, you know, like, because He said, otherwise the wild animals and things would overrun you. Well, you know what? He wasn't going to just get rid of everything all at once. And that He does that with us, too. He don't want a bunch of squalling babies, you know? Yeah. And you know what? People get tired of hearing all that mess. You understand? Oh, bless the Lord. What's to bless the Lord about some of the junk that comes out of people's mouth? I'm not kidding you. We need to be careful. And you know, they'll gripe around. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God's pretty tired of hearing that, too. He don't want to hear that junk, you know? Instead, He hearkens to the voice of the Word. He hearkens to the voice. He said, the angels, bless the Lord, oh ye angels. I think it's Psalms 103, verse 10 or something like that. It's down in there. He said, he talks about the angels, and he says they hearken unto the voice of the Lord, or the voice of His Word. Well, if you hold your Bible up and listen, you don't hear anything. But when it comes out of my mouth, the angels, come on, glory to God. The angels hearken when I'm saying what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Bless God, but you're going to have to push that. I got so excited to knock that off. Hallelujah. It's still there. Hallelujah. But He said, we're well able. Who was in the Canaan land? It was giants. Were they of the same race? No. Same background? No. I don't care. If you're of a different race, you know, you might say, well, they're discriminating against me. God don't. You know, hallelujah. That might have washed when you were unsaved, but now you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now you're a winner. So it don't matter. Discriminate. Bless God. See, that is not going to stop you. Hallelujah. Because you're a child of God, washed in the blood. Hallelujah. You're as white as anybody else. Hallelujah. Ooh, I love it. Don't you love it? See, God's not prejudiced. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not. Hallelujah. I know some white people got a black heart. I know some black people's got a white heart. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? And then, you know, bless God. Ooh, come on. Somebody say glory. Hallelujah. See, I don't care if you're of a different race. It doesn't matter. God doesn't count that. Or you say, well, I don't have the education somebody's got. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not as pretty. I don't have as much money. You know what? When I first got into and got filled with the Holy Ghost, I met this lady. Her name was Elizabeth Austin, and she was a missionary to Africa. And she said to me one time, Evelyn Gibson, you're going to go into churches and you're going to preach. And she told me, said, you're going to intimidate some men sometimes. But she said, you don't worry about it. She said, there'll be people sitting there that are more affluent than you, that are more educated than you are, that have way more going for them than you do. But she said, you just remember, God said, you're just a mouthpiece. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So sometimes when there's a doctor sitting out there, or a lawyer, or an engineer, I think, well, if God had wanted you up here, you'd have been up here. Listen hard, honey. You may not understand me real well, but just listen hard. You'll be able to understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I can't understand you. I said, well, you know, ask the Lord to interpret. You know, bless God. Hallelujah. Even my in-laws sometimes, they don't understand me. I say words that they'll say, and what does that mean? I said, well, you know what? We're smarter than most. We can spell words we can't even pronounce, you know. I say I wash my hair, and I know it's W-A-S-H, and there's not an R in it, but, you know, we just say stuff. But God understands that. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. That ought to put you at ease, you know. Hallelujah. But you know what? This will set you free. and this will be your jubilee. Someone will tell you something based on what they think they know. But you know what? You know something they don't know. And I thought about my cousin. About a month ago, he called me and he said, you know, I've got to go have, he said they found tumors on his kidney. And he said, you know, this time it's bad. He said they think it's real bad. And I told his wife, I said, well, we got inside information. So when she told him that, he thought I heard from God. That. So he went to the doctor, and they didn't find any tumors. And he called me, and he said, I knew from the time you said inside information that I was healed. Hallelujah. So I got that by accident. Hallelujah. But we do have inside information. You understand that? Hallelujah. So what am I doing? You know what? I'm cleaning out your heart so that you can hear this. If you want, you know, if you want your heart filled with other things, when you get in a situation, all that stuff will come up again, and you'll be talking just like them. Well, you know, the doctor said I was full of cancer, but I'm just hoping and praying that it'll come out okay. Whatever God wants, you know, He has control. You know, God's in control. We won't go there, okay? Hallelujah. I'm showing you a new way to go. It don't make any difference what the deal is, because the Word of God is quick. It's powerful. There's much power in the Word of God. You understand? In the Amplified, I love it. He says, King James says, quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, in the Amplified, it says that God's Word is alive and full of power. Oh, glory. It's alive and full of power. Hallelujah. See, I'm just rooting up some stuff. Hallelujah. You know, in Joshua 1:5, it said, there shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God has promised. Didn't He also say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? Hallelujah. I'm going to show you a new way. Hallelujah. We're routing up some of this stuff. See, nobody can stop you. Only you can stop you. You don't have to join any organization to get a little pull. You know, we're here to take over this place. You understand? Baby, you're in. If you're saved, you're in. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, say glory. If you're saved, you're in. Hallelujah. And we didn't come to take sides. We come to take over. Hallelujah. See, we are to be taken over. But most churches don't know that we're supposed to take over. Oh, how can you say that? Well, God said that we're to expand this Garden of Eden. Why did He tell us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Hallelujah. I mean, God's will, He wants it on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. There's not any sickness and disease and poverty and lack in heaven. Come on, say glory. This is just kicking over some sacred cows, you know. You hear them moo? Moo. Don't do that. Hallelujah. See, nobody can stop you. Only you can stop you. Hallelujah. So Mark 4:35 says, in the same day when even was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Now this is Jesus, and He said, let's go to the other side. He didn't say we'll go if the weather holds. He didn't say we'll go if we don't get a storm. Did He? He said, let us pass over to the other side. He said, by His stripes you're healed. Only if you don't have cancer. Now that's another deal. You know, only if you don't lose your job, that's really another deal. You know, things come up. You know, you're healed if nothing comes up. And, you know, bless God. Or you know what? I'll meet your needs if I'm having a good day. He said, let's go to the other side. I'm headed to the other side. Woo! And the devil can't stop me. You understand? Hallelujah. Well, glory. That ought to make you just jump around. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. So do you see that with His words you can create what you want? With His words He did. And there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beating the ship so that it was full. Now, it says great storm. Great storm. You can underline that. They were experienced fishermen, and they had been in real storms. They knew them. And this hit a real storm. Do you see that their boat was full and they're in trouble? Hallelujah. But what did the master say? See, the doctor may have said no hope. The doctor may have said, you got 6 months to live. The doctor may say, well, you know, this is irreversible. And once you get this, there's never any cure for it. The doctor may have told you that stuff. But what does the master say? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you won't perish as long as you're in the master's hand and as long as you say what he says. Well, I've seen people die. Well, I have too, but bless God. I'm telling you, I'm going by the word, not how many people died. I got to base what I believe based on the word of God, not what's happened to somebody else. Hallelujah. So, when they're in trouble, they go and say, verse 38 says, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Now, I love it because people want to think Jesus was real poor. If you look in the Amplified, it says on a leather pillow. Go price leather today and see how much leather is. I mean, leather is good, you know. And so he was asleep on a leather pillow. And I can argue the fact whether Jesus was poor or not some other time. The curse couldn't stick to him. Glory to God. Not until he laid down his life and let them take it. They couldn't take him because the curse couldn't stick to him. Poverty couldn't see. He became poor that we might be rich, but he became poor on the cross. He became sick. He was made sick so that I didn't have to be. That was on the cross or when they beat him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo, glory. Hallelujah. You know, tradition and junk have led us astray, but God, you know, I mean, he's not a rabbit's foot. Jesus, come on, Jesus. You know, no, it don't. You got to put that word in there and go in his timing and listen to him and do what he tells you. But God don't mind you having money. He just don't want money having you. Hallelujah. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He said, Master, we're about to die. You better wake up. This is it. I'm talking about a situation where the doctor has given you a report that says this is it. This is it. Hallelujah. No, that ain't it. I'll show you another it. Hallelujah. Let God be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. Bless God. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased and there was a great calm. Now, what is a rebuke? It's done with words. Hallelujah. He didn't get up and give that storm a dirty look. He said, you know, he used words. Hallelujah. So what do you know that can start, you know, in the natural, what do you know that can stop a great storm? You know, there's nothing in the natural that can stop it. If there was something that could have stopped the storm in the natural, they'd have stopped Katrina or some of these other storms that have happened. What do you know that can stop a storm in the natural? Nothing. But God can stop it. And a man of God filled with God's word can speak to that and stop it. We've done that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he can't stop it except through you, because God, see, Jesus never did anything as the Son of God. He did it all as the Son of Man, filled with the Holy Ghost. And then he did it under the power of the Spirit of God. Then he said, you go do likewise. These things shall you do, and greater things than I do shall you do, because I go to my Father. Hallelujah. You can see a tornado coming, and you can run and hide if you want, but I get right out there in his face. Hallelujah. Get back up there where you belong. You're not coming here on my property. They can blow down trees within a half a block of me and not touch mine. Hallelujah. We've seen it. Glory to God. Because I built my faith in what I say. And when I take the word of God and tell the storm, it has to move out. Glory, it has to move out. Hallelujah. I heard Jesse Duplantis say when Katrina come, they were right down the middle of that. And their church was there. And water come up all the way around, never come in their church. They went to their house, water was all around, never got in their house. There was no lights anywhere, but there was electricity in his house. Well, that's impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Nick, bless your heart, how long you been here? I didn't see you. Hallelujah. Praise God, he usually opens for me, but I didn't see him. Hallelujah. Didn't Sherry do a good job? Woo. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. So, nothing, you know, nothing can stop a storm in the natural, but you can take the word of God, which is full of power, and stop that storm. I watched something, Storm Stories or something. I usually don't watch it, but I was going through the channels, and I saw this horrible tornado going across, and I thought the power of God's greater than that. Yeah. And that's something, the power of God's greater than that. Whoo, glory to God. I think that's so good. That is so good. Glory to God. See, this can mess with your head and tear up your religious thinking, what I'm telling you tonight. Now, that's just ridiculous. Sarah, did you hear what she said? Hallelujah. Well, you know, people do that. You know, all you got to do is look at the Word of God. He said we'd do the things He did. Did He stop the storm? Did He say, I give you authority? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Put that in your mouth. Hallelujah. But you look and you do, you know, you see things and you go by what you see. Hallelujah. Bless God. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea or the storm, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Hallelujah. Now that great storm is the same word in the Hebrew as the great calm. It's the same word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whoo, glory. The same word in the Greek for the storm was the same word used for the great calm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I'm cleaning you out. I'm getting those old images out of you, getting rid of that stinking thinking. Ha! Hallelujah. See, some of you guys sitting right here are going to do some great things for God, but you won't do it with stinking thinking. You're going to have to lay hold on that Word of God. And bless God, if anybody ever got that to work, it might as well be me, and I'm going to work it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. You say, well, you know, let me ask you this. Was Jesus a word man? Yes, he was. In fact, he is the word. And whatever he did had to line up with the word of God. See, if he didn't do it and it didn't, I mean, if he'd done something that didn't line up with the word, then the Lord wouldn't have backed it. The Father wouldn't have backed it. When Jesus said peace, the Lord said be still. Ha ha! Hallelujah. When Jesus said peace, the Father said be still. Hallelujah. Backed it up. Hallelujah. In Psalms 89:9, it says, Thou rulest the raging of the sea, and when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Hallelujah. See, we can still that junk. When you got a storm raging in your house, let me tell you something. You can go out and take authority over that spirit. Now, come on, this will teach you something. You can take authority over that spirit and tell that spirit you can operate in my house. This is my house. Hallelujah. May it belong halfway to your husband, but my half. My half, devil, you're not going to operate in here. You got somebody that lives with you that's mean and ornery and does all kinds. Bind that spirit before you even go in the house. Tell that spirit you won't operate here. You will not operate here. In Jesus' name. Strife, you won't come in my house. With strife comes every evil work. Are you getting anything out of this? Is it helping you? Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus had that image in him. He didn't have an image of getting beat. He had an image of dominion over the earth. And even that storm. Hallelujah. The storm has to do what I say. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? How powerful are our words? I remember when my dad was a kind man and he was nice, but when he got diabetes in his older age, you know, when he got real old and they took one leg off and, you know, they kept taking part until they got part of his leg and he got aggravating and hateful. And I told Mom, I said, you take authority over that spirit. Tell it ain't operating your house. And you know what? When she'd take authority over it, he wouldn't be like that. Now, he loved God and he's in heaven today, but he had, you know, he just had some things bothering him. And when she'd take authority over that spirit, it wouldn't operate in the house that day. If she'd forget, he'd just get, I mean, you say, I don't believe that. Well, I don't care. It works for me. If you don't want to believe it, go ahead. I mean, I'm trying to teach you some things that I've learned the hard way, and maybe we'll have to go through what I've gone through to learn some of this stuff. Hallelujah. Know what authority you have. Hallelujah. Now, that's not saying you won't ever face anything. That's not saying you won't ever turn your ankle. But glory to God, when you turn your ankle, He's right there to get you up. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know, I had somebody coming from St. Louis up here I had to come up here to pray for him. And I had 20 minutes to get here. And I'm laying on the floor with that ankle hurting so bad. Because when it turned, I fell down, you know, and I'm laying there thinking, oh, Lord. And then all of a sudden I thought, no, you don't, devil. No, you don't. I talked to that thing and I got up and come up here and ministered for a couple of hours. Went back and got my mom and took her to my daughter. and then went back home. By the time I got there, then it was swollen, and really was, I couldn't put my weight on it. But bless God, I got done what I needed to do, and then I used my faith some more. I got me a word tape that has nothing but the word on it, and I began to play that, just play that healing word. I put that word on that ankle till I just felt it going in there, hallelujah, and strengthening the ankle and taking out all the pain and all the swelling. Glory to God, it works, people, but you got to work it. Hallelujah. So your words are powerful. And you know what? You want to get to a place where everything you say comes to pass. Now, that you want to be careful about that, because, you know, especially when somebody is in front of you in the car and they stop real quick or they do something dumb, you, stupid! You know, we don't want to do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we need to watch our mouth all the time, because, you know, you confuse your spirit if you talk one way one time and another way the other time. You need to walk in love and not confuse your spirit. Hallelujah. So the days of you being run over are over. Come on, say that. The days of my being run over are over. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Then Mark 4:40 said, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? No faith. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, hear by the word of God. It's words. Hallelujah. It's words. Verse 41, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now look at this. Jesus rebuked the sea first, then he rebuked them. Understand that? He talked to the sea and stopped the storm, then he turned around and talked to them. You have an image that a storm is bigger than you are, that cancer is bigger than you are. You have an image that those doctors' words are supreme. You have an image that stinking cancer is going to kill you. Now listen to me. You can't be saying the right things here at healing school and then go home and say something else when you're talking to your friends or your family on the telephone. You got to keep your words consistent. We either believe this or we don't. You either got to take the word of God and believe it or you don't. If you believe you have what you say, then you'll begin to develop faith that whatever you say will come to pass and you won't be rambling off all that garbage. Expect what you say to come to pass. But you have to get all that other garbage out of your thinking. You know, get it out of your heart. People have said to me, it don't matter what I say, for goodness sake. You know, you just got off the deep end. You know how many times I've been told I was off the deep end? I'm off the deep end in the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm up over my head in the Word of God. Glory to God. I'm just going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Hallelujah. People say, oh, you're losing it now. I tell you, you're just a religious fanatic. You bet I am. Not a religious fanatic. I'm a Jesus fanatic. Hallelujah. The Word of God fanatic. Hallelujah. And the people have said to me, well, just because I say something, it don't mean it's going to come to pass. No, because you say something one time, it's not. But do you know how you get to believe something? You keep saying it. Do you know people who've told a lie so long they believe it? Well, you can tell the truth so long you believe it. Say what the word says. Get to believe it. Hallelujah. I've had people say, you faith people, get on, you know, you just get off the deep end. Well, faith people, what are, and they always do that. Faith people, you faith people. Well, you better be a faith people. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. You know, what are you, a doubt and unbelief people? Hallelujah. Just because I think the way the Bible says I should, people think I'm way off the deep end. You know, well, bless God. Join me. It's fun in here. Hallelujah. Get that image that the word is stronger than cancer. You know, get that. Not too long ago, we prayed for a lady who went to the doctor and he told her she had cancer. You know, when they operated, they found no cancer. Hallelujah. You might say, well, she probably didn't have it in the first place. Well, the doctor said she did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then we prayed for a little girl who had a tumor in her arm and they said it was probably cancer. But when they got the test back, there was no cancer. No tumor. Glory to God, the tumor was gone. Hallelujah. Amen. What'll your head do with that? You know, come on. Whew. I prayed for a man. They said he had heart trouble. When they tested him, they found no heart trouble. I mean, they told him that. Hey, these machines can make mistakes, or God can reverse it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you can do this. Get an image that no storm is bigger than the God inside you. I probably told you this. I've been teaching, and I don't remember who had told what. But there was a woman down at South Campus one, and we had a healing, remember, we had a power weekend down there, and that lady come up, and I mean, she's just full of demons. And I told the demon to come out, and she said to me, "You're no match for me." I said, "No, but you're no match for the God inside me." She said, "I know it." And started to wheel. Tough devil. Tough devil. How many of you remember that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But get that image on the inside of you that the word is stronger than cancer. Hallelujah. It is. Hallelujah. There's no storm greater than God's word in you. Cancer is not stronger than you. Your words are stronger than anything else. But you've never developed faith in your words. You've got to have that. See, we said some stuff that should not be said. Every time I eat that, it makes me sick. Well, guess what? Every time I get around somebody with the flu, I get it. Every time this time of the year, my stomach hurts me. That may be a fact, but it's not the truth. Truth will outweigh the facts every time. Hallelujah. Laugh till I thought I'd die. You know that thing that almost cost me an arm and a leg? You know, people say that, you know? It cost me an arm and a leg. Or they'll say, you know, that's to die for. Come on, people say that. You know, they see something pretty, oh, that's to die for. Hallelujah. Or I'm starving. Or that just blows me away. Hallelujah. You want to get blown away like that? Another one that bothers me is people say, incredible. Do you know what incredible means? Unbelievable. I tell you something God just said or did, and you say, incredible. No, it's not. It's believable. Hallelujah. It's not unbelievable. It's believable. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. People will tell you some things that God has done in their life, and you'll say that. Incredible. Yeah. Another thing people say is, be careful. Be careful. You know what that means? Be full of care. Think about it. And that's so hard to quit saying. Roy and I have been working on that. I mean, he'll say, be careful. No, I don't want you to be careful. What am I supposed to say now? Well, we'll say, he said, take care. I said, no, you don't want me to take care either. He said, Evan, we've said that, you know, all our lives. I said, I can't help it. We got to stop it because the Bible says be careful for nothing. That's what it says in the King James. And so now we just say, be safe. Be safe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Am I right about this? You know, we're having to clean up our conversation. Glory to God. See, what you've been saying has kept you from having faith. They weaken your words. You know, what you let come out has weakened your faith in your words. People say that's just bondage. You're just trying to bind me. No, I'm trying to get you loose. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:37, the Amplified says, let your yes be simply yes and your no simply no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. You don't have to always give an explanation. Just say yes or no. You don't have to expound on it. See, we need to value every word we say. Hallelujah. Bless God. Someone asks you, are you going to come to church tonight? Instead of saying no, you know, and then you feel like you've got to explain. You don't have to explain. You don't have to tell them you're too tired to go or whatever. You know, sometimes people will say things that's not quite a lie, but it's not quite the truth either. He said, don't bear false witness. You know, sometimes it's false witness, but it's not. You say, well, it's not a lie, but is it the truth? I'm meddling now, ain't I? Hallelujah. You know, so you get something new and somebody compliments you and you got to make excuses as to why you have it. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. People, we should stop putting pressure on people who have things. We make them feel guilty about what they have. I'm going to tell you something. If God blesses them, then bless God. Do what you're supposed to do, and God will bless you too. Hallelujah. Bless God. People afraid to tell you they got a new car because you might feel bad at them. You know, people think your preacher should be poor and you know, humble, and God will keep them humble, and you keep them poor because you don't give them nothing. Hallelujah. Come on. Let me tell you something else. I'm on a roll here. Quit planting all your seed in the poor. Now, you are to give to the poor because God said he repays what you give, but he just gives you back what you give. Give some of your giving into good ground where they... I'm not saying the poor aren't good ground. I'm just saying they eat their seed. We need to take some of our giving and put it in something where they plant their seed and they plant it again. And sometimes our giving is three or four times over. I love that. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now, don't get mad at me. Say, I love you, Evelyn. Okay. Kind of weak, but that's okay. It'll get better. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. But, I was real bad at that. If you said something nice to me, I had to tell you something. I'd point out something bad about me so you didn't get a chance to say it. God has established this so nobody else can determine my destiny but me. No one can stop my progress. See, you don't have any authority over my life unless I allow you to have it. We can use this on our health, our finances, our children, our businesses, our marriages. Hallelujah. Now, what happens is that we start to do this and things get worse and we quit. We need to press in and keep pressing. It'll come. Don't stop because it looks like it's over. It's not over till God says it's over and he ain't said it yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let God be true. He'll supply all my needs. I'm redeemed from the curse. By his stripes I'm healed. The seeds of the righteous shall be delivered. That's my kids. Hallelujah. Glory. There's a promise in there for everything that pertains to my life. Glory to God. And you need to just start saying that. Sometimes I get up in the morning and I'll start and I'll say, oh God, I thank you. I thank you that my hair is healthy. I have plenty of it. I don't have any bald spots. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have any nervous conditions that cause my hair to fall out. I don't have too much hormone or too little that my hair falls out. Thank you, God. I got nice, healthy hair. I got good scalp. Oh, Lord, thank you. My scalp has plenty of moisture. Thank you that my skin is good. And I have skin like a baby, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that my teeth are healthy, my gums and my throat. Oh, God, thank you that everything in there works. Thank you that my teeth are strong and clean, and I thank you, Lord. My jaws work. Oh, thank you for my eyes, Lord. My eyes work. My ears work. Oh, thank you for my ears, Lord. And I'll go down through my whole body. You say, well, what are you doing? I'm just maintaining, honey. I'm just storing up healing. Hallelujah. You know, you just need to get in the habit of that. I don't do that every day, but some days I do that. I just go talking to my whole body. You know, people say, well, you know, you get old and you wear out. Well, not yet. Hallelujah. I don't have to get old if I don't want to. I see old people and they're only 40. You know? Yeah. Hallelujah. But we need to decree and declare a thing. It may not look what you say, look like what you're saying then, but the way to change it is to confess it. In Job, it says you'll decree and declare a thing and it will be established unto you. So start saying it. Hallelujah. And just because it looked like it didn't work, don't ever say it didn't work. It's working, honey. Just give it time. I got to work it. Give me time to work this thing. Hallelujah. When Jesus came to Jairus' house, the daughter was dead. Graveyard dead. Hallelujah. That's what Charles Capps said. Jesus came, he said, she's not dead, she's asleep. Now, if that don't qualify for a lie, I don't know what does. But what's he doing? You know, he was putting spiritual laws into practice. You'll have what you say. Hallelujah. So, you know, you have to say what you want. It's taking God's word into the public arena. And if you'll stand on the word of God and believe God for something, I guarantee you that if you'll stand firm and don't waver, that thing will take you public. You know, bless God. But you're going to have to say it. Don't be timid and think that the person don't understand what you're doing. They'll think you're crazy. Honey, they probably thought you was crazy when you come in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does it matter? Now, I'm not saying go out. We got too many dinglings in the body of Christ. I'm sorry, but you know, we do. Strange. I mean, people see them coming. They say, strange. We don't want strange people in the body of Christ. Come on. God called us to be smart. He called us to be wise. I call you wise beyond your years. I call you, each one of you, wise. Hallelujah. You know, God wants us to be wise. He don't want us to be ding-a-lings. You know, God has to go behind you with a swish broom cleaning up your mess you're making because you're saying things that aren't true. Come on. Hallelujah. And being so super spiritual, you know. Come on. Come on. You understand what I'm saying? Did you ever meet anybody that you just wanted to gag? I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk like that to you, but, you know. I've met people that you wanted to go boop, boop, and then, you know, turn back around. Just because they get so super spiritual. You know, come on. you know, I'm not against being spiritual, and I'm not being against being super spiritual. I believe that I am super spiritual on the inside, but I don't have to throw all over you how spiritual I am every time I see you. You know, bless God. Are you understanding? Anybody ever feel like I do? You just probably never say it. Somebody said to me, "You just tell too much." Well, I don't know how to help you, but just tell you, you know, some of the things I've gone through. Hallelujah. You know what? One time I was at the hospital, and this kid, I don't know how many of you know that Pastor Bev has really taken some brunt of things, not at this church, but she has taken some real bad hits because of what she's taught and what she's believed. But you know what? I've watched that woman walk, and she walks what she believes, and she's a fine, fine lady. But I was at the hospital, and somebody said, "Oh, you teach with Bev Tucker, don't you?" And this young man was there. He said, "Do you know Bev Tucker?" And I said, "Yeah." "She's my hero," he said. I thought, how neat. How neat. Praise God. She's this hero. I thought, yeah, she's my hero, too. Do you see that for a long time, people thought she was a little off because she didn't go along with everything they went along with. But she stayed consistent, and she's had some credible evidence in her life. Credible. People have made fun of me and called me crazy. Even some of my family. But I was walking with God and believing what the Word said and kept saying what I was believing for. And now I have some credible evidence in my life. Credible, not incredible, credible. Hallelujah. I've come to the point where people may not agree with me, but you know what? They have to agree that I have some power to back me up. You know, and that's not saying, look who I am. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, look who Jesus is in me. And look what He'll do if you'll stand fast on the Word and won't back up. Come on, can you say hallelujah? Glory to God. Don't worry about what people think. I've had some very important people that didn't agree with me. Hallelujah. But glory to God. They thought I was way off, but I'm going to tell you something. When they got sick, they called me, "Evelyn, I need your faith." Come on. Hallelujah. Don't worry about people. There was a lady came here not too long ago for prayer who had cancer, and now they can't find any. We've just seen that all over the place. Hallelujah. We put faith in our prayers, and a lot of people get healed. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even know it for years. Hallelujah. I just had a man tell me that I prayed for his grandson whose leg was turned to the side. And he told me that after I prayed, it come back around like it was supposed to be. And he was telling his brother about this healing lady that prayed for his grandson. And the brother happened to know me. And then he came and told me. See, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, one time I asked this man, they were always so nice to me, and I didn't understand, you know. I mean, I thought, people are usually nice to me, but they went out of their way, and I thought, well, my, they act like they know me. Finally, he said to me, "Evelyn, do you know how we met you?" And I said, "No, I don't." And he said, "Well, my wife was dying with cancer, and the neighbor come and knocked on the door and said, 'This lady's going to be speaking, and I'd like to take you.'" And he said, "She came there and got healed." And he said, "That's why we love you." I thought, oh, hallelujah. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've had people call me on the phone and say, "Did you do this and that? Did you pray for this?" And yeah. Well, they got healed. Hallelujah. Bless God. God just lets you know some things. Hallelujah. Praise God. People say, "Well, you just have a gift." Well, I have some gifts working in me. And sometimes they come more powerfully as I speak the Word. You know? Signs and wonders follow me. I say that. Do you understand? That's why they follow me. I say, signs and wonders follow me. I don't follow signs and wonders. I say the anointing of God's on me, and I stir that anointing within me, and I make a demand on the gifts that are in me. Hallelujah. That's not saying, look who I am. That's saying, look who Jesus is in me. That ought to give you hope, people. I'm going to tell you something. Just look at me. In the natural, if you just look, I'd probably be the last person in the world you'd think God would use. Hallelujah. But He uses me. Hallelujah. You know why? Because I want to be used. Hallelujah. I love Him. So I ought to give you hope. If He can take me and use me, He can use anybody. Hallelujah. And that's not demeaning who He made me. I'm just telling you. I was a household engineer. You know what that is? Hallelujah. I took care of my house. I didn't go to Bible school. But listen, I've had years and years of studying the Word and listening to tapes and reading books and putting the Word of God in me. Hallelujah. And I didn't have to dig out a bunch of stuff. Hallelujah. I mean, I had to dig out some stuff before I got hold of the Word, but after I started, bless God, then I had some things in me. And so God has backed me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God can't do it through you unless you authorize it. And if you don't believe it, you haven't authorized Him. So you've got to take the Word and believe it. God can't, you know, He can't work through you except to the degree which you'll believe. That's why He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. If you can believe all things. My goodness, people, that's all things. Everything that comes up against you. Anything. He said all things are possible. He made a woman who was, that earring is clicking. He made a woman who was 90 years old have a baby. And we have a new and better covenant. I don't want no babies, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, I was praying for this older lady. She come up and she had, she was going to have surgery and have her uterus and everything taken out. So I started praying. I said, God, I call death out of there. I call life in. She said, young woman, watch what you pray over me. Oh, boy, she had faith in my prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your job is to believe it, speak of it, you know, speak it. And His job is to do it. We have to go into these impossible situations and stop thinking you have to do it. Hallelujah. Decree it. If you don't have any money, I told you, get your wallet out, put it on the table, your checkbook too, and then begin to call it in. Hallelujah. Now you don't sit on your backside. Blessed assurance. I'm just resting. You know, they that wait upon the Lord, and I'm waiting on the Lord up in the bed. Get up. Get your lazy bottom out of the bed and go look for a job. Hallelujah. I forget this is on that. That's going out all over. But that's good advice, people. I've seen people just quit their job. I'm just trusting the Lord. You know, I'm trusting the Lord to meet my needs. You know, I quit my job on live by faith. Well, bless God. They couldn't live by faith when they had a job. They better keep it. Hallelujah. You know? Hallelujah. Don't be concerned how God's going to do it. Joshua and Caleb didn't know how He was going to deliver them. He didn't know how He was going to give them the land. But they said, let us go up at once. We can possess it. When David faced Goliath, he didn't know how that giant was going to die. He just knew he would. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. This day. He didn't say next year, next week, 6 months from now. He said, this day, I'll take your head off. That's what I tell the devil. This day, I'll take the Word of God and slash you. Hallelujah. Stick you with that Word of God good and then twist it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, he hits me, I hit him back. Glory to God. You know, he hit me with something. He tried to put symptoms on me. I go pray for somebody. Hallelujah. Bless God. He tried to torment me. I'll get somebody tormented worse than I am and pull it out of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, David didn't want that battle to go on for 40 days. He wanted it to end today. So he said, this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands. He didn't know how he was going to do it, but he ran toward that. Glory to God. Some of you are running away from it. Run toward that thing and tell it what you're going to do. I'm going to stick the Word of God on you. By His stripes, I'm healed. And bless God, you better get out. One of us is going to be laying on the floor when this fight is over, and it ain't going to be me. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo, come on. I preach myself happy. I may use all kinds of things that you don't understand, but that's all right. I like it. Hallelujah. Keep your confession going. Keep it going. The God I serve said He'll deliver me. The God I serve will meet my needs. The God I serve will give me a bigger house. The God I serve will give me some answers to things that I don't know the answer to. The God I serve will speak wisdom to me. The God I serve will go before me, level mountains and make crooked places straight. The God I serve will send the greater one on the scene, and he'll deliver me. Hallelujah. The God I serve will bless me. Bless me. You know what that means? Empower me to prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that don't just mean money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Glory. Hallelujah. See, your tendency is to make it so that God has to do it your way. He might not want to do it your way.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave the doing to God and the saying to you. Okay? I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he will. The God I serve will deliver me. The God I serve will meet my needs. The God I serve heals me. Hallelujah. The God I serve does the things that I need doing. Gives me favor. Hallelujah. See, you can turn an evil report around. You can make that boy get off drugs, as you call it. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Bless God, you said. You said in your word. You said, Lord, if I'd believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be saved in my household. Now I call that kid back home, back to his father, in Jesus' name, back to his heavenly father, in the name of the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You said my kids wouldn't go into captivity. Father, I thank you. My kids won't go into captivity. My kids won't go lost. Hallelujah. I believe on you and they'll be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're working on my kids, getting them into the kingdom. Thank you, God. They've been redeemed from the curse. A curse was for them to go into captivity. Hallelujah. My kids won't overdose on drugs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, in everybody's life, a little rain will fall. But you know what? You got to get this. You can stop the rain. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You can turn that evil report around and just pull some things off. See? And I don't care. Man, they'll do things that'll disappoint you. You'll cry a little, but get back up. Wash your face and begin to say what the Word of God says. Boy, you know what? I tried to go to hell. My mom wouldn't let me. She just kept praying. Well, you know, I mean, I didn't really want to go to hell, but I looked like I was going there. But you know what? My mom kept praying. And she's a little Baptist lady, and she didn't know everything we know, but she knew to believe for her kids. And God got hold of me. See, nothing can stop a storm but words. When the doctor says you're going to die, we've done all we can do. You say, step aside. I know something that'll work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can speak to it. Use the word. Call in businesses. I heard, let me tell you this, and I know I got to quit. I heard Bill Winston tell about this man who got out of prison, and he came to his church and got saved. And he said he couldn't even read. And he said he began to call in a business. He felt like God wanted him to have a business. So he'd be able to call it in. Call it in. He said, now he can't even spell Rolls Royce, but if he drives one, hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. There was a man, and he worked by the towers when they were hit, and he had just come out of prison. And just couldn't find a job. He found this one in that day that hit the towers. Destroyed the business. But you know what? The money they took up for the people, he got part of that and started a business, and now he's a millionaire. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. You're not in jail tonight. You're not laying on your deathbed tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. We own the earth. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. You know, when I was at another church, and I taught on Wednesday night, and my band members moved away and not have a worship team. I went in there when there was nobody in there and I called. Oh, yeah, I see a drummer. I call you in. I got a drummer. Hallelujah. I got a drummer. Oh, I see a piano player. I need a piano. Yes, I call in a piano. Are you understanding? I call in a worship leader. The next day, this guy called and he said, Evelyn, I'll come and lead worship with you and I'll bring my band. And they led the worship for me. Hallelujah. I got a good band, better than I had before. Isn't that great? You got to prophesy some things. You got to say it. Hallelujah. Psalms 115:16. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord, and the earth hath he given to the children of men. See, the heavens belong to God. God's given us the earth. Hallelujah. And he knows. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. If you need a cow, he'll kill it. Give you one. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I've made you the father of many nations. In the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if it already existed. It's hard to read it out of one and memorize it. Some of you want to say it the way you memorize it. It said, for Abraham, human reasoning for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised, so numberless shall your descendants be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People say, well, you just get people's hopes up. I want to get your hope up. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to do. Get your hopes up. Hallelujah. Who, you know, God said in verse 20, it says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver concerning the promises of God, but he grew strong and empowered with faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and do what he promised. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Who was able to do what he promised. God was, not you. God was. You don't perform it. You just have to be fully, fully persuaded. You just have to say it until you believe it. And if you don't believe it yet, keep saying it. Pretty soon you will believe it. Come on. Hallelujah. When you do, it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then let me tell you, in James it says, count it all joy when the devil tries to tempt you. Hallelujah. He's saying, get joy. Get joy. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know what you need to get a little joy. So how to do that? Get in the Word and read what's yours. And then just begin. Sometimes I used to go down in the basement and I'd just jump up and down. Praise God. I was trying to get some joy. You know, I'd tell the angels. I'd tell the devil. I'd tell anybody, listen, I belong to God. Oh, I'm worth something. My head would say, sure you are. I'd say, the Word says I am. I'm worth something. I cost God, Jesus. That's what he paid for me. Hallelujah. And I want you to know I'm worth something. My head would say, you don't believe that. So I don't care what my head believes. That's what my heart's going to believe because that's what God said. Hallelujah. Bless God. So if you got to go to the basement, stomp around, spit and holler, they don't care if you spit to the third pew. If you're in the basement by yourself, you can just spit all you want. Sorry about that. I'm kidding. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand? Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to say, I believe this word from cover to cover. I do not let my mind wander, but I have listened, I've perceived, and I've got revelation for what was taught. Hallelujah. Say, I mix my confession with faith. And I'll go out of this with fresh revelation, fresh fire, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Say, I will be bold and I'll not be afraid of people. Hallelujah.